So close the eyes, take a breath, and I'm going to guide you in, let's call it working with a difficulty with wisdom and compassion. Okay? And let's go inside. And first and foremost, I want you to connect with a part of you. I know we have wounds and we have fear and we have anger and frustration. We have a history of trauma and we have whatever we have. I want you to also connect with a part of you that has love, that has wisdom, that has compassion, that has courage. Every single person that came here has courage. Every single person that came here, regardless of your wounds and your difficulties, has compassion for yourself and your desire to free yourself of your suffering and looking for answers. Stay in the moment. If you're getting lost, the window of tolerance. We're not wanting to re-traumatize here. Get up, take a walk, take a deep breath. We don't want to fall into a hole. And we don't want to re-traumatize. We want to gently be with. This is the self-regulation, the self-awareness. But first, resource safety. Whatever you've been through, you've survived it. You're here. At some point, there was safety, and there was connection, and there was someone who cared about you. And there was you caring about yourself, no matter what trauma you've survived. Access that at this moment. Access the part of you that's been there for yourself. If you're a mother and you love your children, you're there wanting to give them safety and connection and compassion as best you can. I want you to honor that part of you, that self, that has courage and compassion and clarity and can connect and has confidence. This is a resource. This is your healing resource. That's you. I'm not giving it to you. I'm helping you connect with your true nature. Honor that. Honor as well whatever you've gone through, you've survived it. Whatever pain you still carry, wound you still have, addiction, struggles, hurts, fear, shame, grief, hopeless, helpless, you've survived. You're here. And breathe in and out that compassion. That I'm here not just to get rid of my suffering and my wounds, and I'm here because I love myself. As an intention. Because I care. So that's the ground. Remember, children calls it the love that will not die. No matter what you've been through, that's your nature. That's your Buddha nature, your Christ consciousness, your loving heart. That's a resource of safety and connection within you. And then bring to mind an issue, a difficulty, a challenge that you choose to explore with the pain terrain. Knowing that at any point, if it comes outside your window of tolerance, you can slow that process down. Come back to being okay. So be sensitive to hanging out in the unknown, to be calm in the storm. Not freedom from the storm, it's being calm in the storm, in the midst of it. That's what we're cultivating. And as you call into your awareness a particular wound or issue, and pick whatever feels right for you now to work with, to learn at this moment, to trust yourself, explore how it shows up in you. Not as an idea and concept, but as an experience. Where does it live in you? If you can be with it. Where does it live in the body? Compassionate inquiry. Giving it some space. Where does it live in me? Where does it live in my mind? What thoughts do I have about it? Ideas, opinions. How does it show up? Whatever this issue is, we're just exploring it. Where does it show up in my heart? What comes up for me? Frustration, anger, fear, grief, confusion? What's there? Give it space. Bring a mindful awareness to it. Non-judgment, patience. You might explore, how have I been with it so far? What's been my relationship to it? Do I welcome it? Do I push it away? Do I get lost in it? Do I try to get rid of it? What's been my relationship to it? And again, from this wisdom and compassion self, how can I be with it? So let me recognize it. Let me just recognize what is here. Oh, and how it shows up in me and how it lives in me. We're not trying to fix it now. We're not trying to come up with an answer about it. We want to recognize it. Because I get lost in it at times. It overwhelms me sometimes. I don't know what to do about it. I don't have an answer for it. You just recognize that it's there. In this process, we're giving it some space. We're changing how we look at it a little bit by allowing it, by accepting it, by acknowledging it. We recognize it. We acknowledge it. Accept it. This is here. This is what's happening. This is how our mindfulness practice gives us the tool, the skill to see clearly, to acknowledge what's going on without pushing it away, without getting lost in it. Then we go a little further to inquire about it, to investigate it, to explore it even more with compassion, compassionate inquiry. reflecting on it. And this is giving us a little bit of breathing room. We might not have to push it away so much and fight flight, fight it or run away from it. We might not have to numb ourselves so much and freeze, and dissociate from it, and get depressed by it. Just see it, acknowledge it as best we can. And then the N, is to connect with your Buddha nature, your own natural awareness, openness. Part of you that has the capacity, the wisdom, the compassion to be present with this suffering, with this struggle, with this difficulty, with this pain. And then what we're bringing is this presence. We're bringing this presence, this willingness to give it space, to be with it as it is, to welcome it, even as parts of us want to know what to do to shift it. So just the sense that there are some skills, or some tools, or some awarenesses that one can cultivate in meditation practice to help us be with the challenges that we face. And from that relationship of pain to rain can come living the next question. Okay, what's wise here to do? What's an action from my awareness that's skillful, that's compassionate? That's the confidence. That's the confidence that I can be with it. We've all lived through and survived some stress, some trauma, some difficulty without awareness, without choice, without resources, without compassion, without mindfulness. And we got here. Over time, our mindfulness and our compassion gives us new choices, new resources. And then wherever we are with this issue, this pain, this suffering, hold it with compassion. Kindness. I care about my suffering. I breathe it in. I breathe out compassion. I'm kind to myself. I don't know what to do here. Always. And explore for yourself just a sense of that balance of that. What can I be with without pushing it away? How can I be with it without getting caught in it and over-identifying with it? So just reflect on the phrase, healing your relationship with yourself. Embracing, embodying, welcoming all parts of you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.